The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
And I'm Libby Collins, and for Dayton Kane, Rose Gray still in Alaska. And here for her today is Andrea Pratarelli. And Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
So what are we hearing from Rose?
Oh my gosh, she is just living her best life in the state of Alaska right now. She's on a two-week trip. It was the seven-day land followed by seven-day cruise. And so they are just ending that. They come home tomorrow. So she will be back in next week, and I'm sure we get to hear all of her crazy adventures. She was texting me a couple days ago and just kind of telling me all of the wildlife that they had been seeing. Bears are in short supply, I guess, this year in Alaska.
Wait. What do you mean bears are in short supply?
She was seeing moose and caribou and all the things. But yeah, they said they've only seen the tour guide that they had only seen four grizzlies the entire season
really?
So far. And Rose is the good luck charm. Every time they go, they get to see the mountain. They get to see all the things.
Oh, yeah.
And they did get to see some bears. So
Did they get to see Denali?
They did a little bit. Yeah. I mean, Rose has talked about this so many times, but it has its own weather pattern. So it is incredibly unpredictable. Typically you only have the 30% club, 30% of people that go get to actually see it.
I'm 30%.
Are
club.
You? Oh,
I
good.
Am. Yeah.
Rose is, she really, her and Colleen are the good luck charms. They really are. Every group that they take out, they usually get to see it. So she was out in all of her glory, and I'm sure she'll have, again, great stories, great pictures to share with everybody. But yeah, they've been having a really, really, really good time.
Well, we need to look at the future then, as far as what we can plan. And I understand that there is a big Apple vacation sale going on.
It is that time of year. We are really, really excited. I said last week that Rose usually gets to be the one to announce all the fun, exclusive partnerships that we have going on and all the fun stuff. But I got to do it last week, so I was really excited. Typically, midsummer is when we have our exclusive early booking sale with Apple Vacations. And what that is for those that are looking to have a warm weather getaway. Typically Christmas through Easter is kind of when those travel dates are valid for several destinations throughout Mexico, Punta Cana and the Dominican Republic, Jamaica. We have over 50 hotels that we have an exclusive partnership with that offer some really great rates, up to $450 off per couple. When you pair those with those exclusive nonstop vacation flights, formerly known as the charters, out of Milwaukee and Chicago. So I know a lot of our listening audience is in that vicinity looking to get out of the cold weather in Wisconsin. and there's been a lot of pent up demand. People haven't been traveling the last couple of years. And so if this is, you know, something that you normally do January, February, March, spring break time with the kids, now is the perfect time to get in, look at some of those sale discounts that we have. The sale goes until Friday the 29th. And we do typically, you know, need a day or two to work with you and kind of consult with you, make sure we are giving you the best options available to you, fitting your budget, fitting your needs, your travel dates. So definitely get in, give us a call, send us an online inquiry on our website, foxworldtravel.com, so we can make sure that we're getting you those prices before that sale ends on Friday.
Well, and Easter's a little bit early this year. It's April 9th.
Yep.
So it's still going to be chilly here.
I do a lot of traveling like mid to end of April just because, like exactly what you said, I mean, we could still have a good old snowstorm at
the end of April. I've seen them.
So yeah, anything warm weather, all inclusive. A lot of the AMR resort brands that we talk about, which is like the Secrets, the Dreams properties, Iberostars, Reuse, a lot of the hotels that we know and we love, they're all part of that sale. So we can definitely point you in the right direction if, again, going someplace warm is on your bucket list.
So with that sale, is that airfare and everything? I mean, is it a total package?
Yes. So in order to get those exclusive discounts that we have, we do have to bundle in those nonstop charter flights out of Milwaukee and Chicago. They go to Cancun, Puerto Vallarta. They just launched some to Huatuco, which I know we were kind of waiting on. Again, Punta Cana, Montego Bay, and Jamaica. So several of those Mexico, Caribbean, warm weather, all-inclusive destinations.
What's your favorite?
Jamaica always is kind of my favorite. I mean, I do really, really, really love Mexico, but I've been traveling to Jamaica since I was a baby. I've probably been, I don't know, 30 some times at this point. So it just has a special place in my heart.
Ah, okay. Well, and the beaches there are fabulous.
They really are, yeah. I love the service level in Mexico. But again, like my parents honeymooned in Jamaica, and it's a nice place. And sometimes people, you know, it's island time. Everything is low key and laid back, and I'm kind of a high anxiety person usually. So to have that in my life is really, really nice.
We have Andrea here for Rose Gray. And if you want to talk with her, whether it's a question about a getaway for Christmas and Easter and taking advantage of some of those Apple vacations, again, that sale only going on through this week, or maybe you're looking to travel with the Packers to London. Well, wherever it is, we'll talk about that in a minute. We can get through right now on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. It's 79 degrees at 914 on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose is still in Alaska. We'll hear about that next week. Andrea Pratarelli is here with us. And Andrea, I mentioned right before we went to break about the Packers trip to London, and that's not that far off. What date are we looking at?
The game is on October 9th. So yeah, not that far off at all. I know often when we do sports packages, like we're talking about Badgers at the Rose Bowl. And so we only get a really short time frame to plan and to look at packages and to get something booked. We had this one out several weeks ago at this point, months ago at this point, when the game was going to be announced. So we actually do have an exclusive package that we are offering with our good friends at Trafalgar. And what this is October 5 through the 10th. We did have to just give back our airspace that we had, but we do still have land space available, and we can certainly help you get air accommodations. There's lots of good nonstop flights in and out of London from Chicago. This includes four nights at a really, really, really good centrally located hotel, the Radisson Blu. We have a tour director from Trafalgar along bus transportation, all of the premium sightseeing that you'd want to do while you're in London, the London Eye, Parliament, Buckingham, Windsor, you know, all of the big city highlights that you want to do while you're there, and definitely transportation to the pep rally that's happening. That's there.
Oh no! What about the pep rally? What do we know about that?
So there, yeah, it's the Packers are playing the Giants, so there's going to be a lot of buzz and excitement going on around there. I mean, the point of having these games in an international location is to kind of generate excitement for those people, for those locals that are there. Packers have a huge following, no matter where you go, so that's really great. But Packers fans travel really well too, and so I'm sure they have so many cool things planned while you're there, and I'm sure there's just going to be, again, this excitement, this buzz in the air that everybody's going to be there for the same reason, doing all the fun things. So yeah, we're really, really excited that that we were able to partner with Trafalgar to offer something like this. And our package that we have with Trafalgar does not include a game day ticket, but again, transportation to the pep rally and some of those things. We know that there were people that were on waiting lists and were season ticket holders that were able to get tickets on their own. So that's why we offered this option. But we do have another tour partner that we work with that offers packages with game day tickets as well that still have availability. So if that's something that you're looking for, we can definitely look at both options and kind of see what's going to work best for you.
Well, I think it would just be so much fun to see the Packers. I mean, traveling to Tampa or whatever is one thing, but seeing them internationally.
Yeah. And
what
I think
what a great escape.
I think we are the last NFL team to get an international game.
I think you're right.
So this is, again, there's been a lot of excitement, and I know like the NBA is doing this and the NFL has been doing this. So it's been really, really great. It's worked out really well in the past with those teams. And again, Packers fans are just, they're so much fun and we travel so well.
Well, the way I look at it is you don't have to get up at 5 a.m. here to watch the game.
Right.
If you're over there, you're already adjusted to that time change.
Exactly.
And everything. Well, if they want more information, it's on the website.
It is on our website, yes. So foxworldtravel.com is the website. If you hover over our travel tab at the top and then click on Fox Group Vacations, that's my favorite tab to go on anyways on our website, because all of our escorted tours that we have, all of our Alaska product, our exotics, all of that is on there as well. But at the very bottom, there is a big, large banner that talks about the travel to London during the Green Bay, New York game. Click on that. All of the details are on there. You can actually book right on the website. Otherwise, you can give us a call during our normal business hours, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, at 866-GO-FOX-GO. Otherwise, There are ways that you can chat in on the website. You can also send in online inquiries, and we can make sure that we get that into the hands of one of our travel advisors.
All right. Well, Andrea's here to answer your questions. So if you want to get through, the Accudent Mortgage Talk and Text Line is open, 855-616-1620. We've got a question about a trip to Amsterdam. That's coming up right after this on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Well, if you've been trying to get in for the last few weeks, we got an open line for you right now on that Accunet Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. One of our questions, Andrea, is they say we're leaving next weekend for Amsterdam. They're pretty lucky, I think. They're hearing horror stories about those flights. Is it getting any better? And they want to know if the flights are canceled and they miss their cruise, do they have any options? They do have purchased insurance through Nationwide. That's a lot, Andrea.
That's okay. Lucky you. I love Amsterdam, so I'm really excited that you're getting to experience that. The flight situation is not ideal these days, especially when you are going to Europe. Again, all of that pent-up demand and people who, you know, had to put travel plans aside for several years or had credits that they're using, everybody's traveling this summer now, and that's a huge, that's peak season for Europe. All of the Europeans holiday during that time for several weeks, so it is busy, and airlines are still really, really understaffed, and they are making a lot of last minute changes, schedule changes, cancellations. So my advice would just be to really, really, really be on top of it and continue to monitor those flights as you continue to get closer. We used to see schedule changes, you know, several months in advance and then nothing all the way up until departure. But now we're seeing very last minute schedule changes and cancellations. So definitely, if you've booked this on your own, keep an eye on it. Keep pulling up your flight details on whatever airline's website that you booked with. If you booked with a travel advisor, we will watch that for you as well. So is it getting better? No. just keep on it and keep watching.
So your recommendation, I would think, especially if you're going to Europe, is maybe instead of leaving on one day, leave a day earlier in case there are some problems.
Yes. Anytime you are going to meet up with a tour or going to meet up with a cruise, getting in a day prior is so key these days because of all of the last minute changes that are happening and cancellations. So this person did say that they're meeting up with a cruise. So likely if something happens and you miss that cruise, that port, they will work with you to try and get you to the next city or the next port that they're going to be. I'm not familiar with Nationwide insurance for travel related things, but lots of insurance companies that offer travel protection will have like an on-site concierge or an air team that if something happens, there's trip interruption that's included in that. So they will help potentially reimburse for any out-of-pocket costs that you have to get because of an airline cancellation or a change.
All right. Well, we've got calls coming in. So let's go to Jim in Fond du Lac on the Accudent Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Hi, Jim. What's your question for Andrea?
Well, I guess this is a complaint type thing.
Ooh.
I want to go to Ixtapa. We've gone to Ixtapa the last 18 years. And, we can't get a charter out of Milwaukee, and Chicago has been the option the last few years. And now, you know, I just feel sort of discriminated against because the Apple Vacation sale is going on now. And I can't take advantage of it because they have not got their charters ready from Chicago. So, you know, that's my complaint.
Okay,
you know,
well,
why do they have
says.
An Apple sale
yeah.
when I...
Well, Andrew, okay.
Yeah,
and
sure.
It.
So unfortunately, we don't necessarily get to dictate what those sale dates are. That's something that Apple gives to us and kind of tells us what those dates are. And I'm not even sure that they're going to have Ixtapa charters this year. That's Ixtapa and Huatuco have been the two destinations that are always kind of hot and cold for them. So some years they're really, really fantastic and they sell out and they do really well. Some years they don't. They know that the destinations like Cancun, Punta Cana, Montego Bay sell well for them every single year, no matter what the market's looking like. But Ixtapa and Huatuco are kind of the exceptions to that. So unfortunately, they just launched the Huatuco charters on the 20th, on the 19th or the 20th, it was this past week. And I do not even know for sure if Xtop is going to even be an option, Apple sale or not. So unfortunately, that's in the hands of Apple. We've been asking for them. But again, it's they have to kind of watch and monitor to see what's going to make sense financially for them.
But there are a lot of other destinations.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I get it. I mean, Jim said that he loves Ixtapa. I love Cancun. I love Montego Bay. So if you are somebody that has a favorite hotel or a favorite destination, I know it's hard when they're not offering something that you've been able to take advantage of in the past. But there are still flights available to Ixtapa. There just may not be the nonstop out of Milwaukee that they may have offered in the past.
All right. Well, and again, that's one of those airline things.
It is.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Okay, let's go to Dale in Exonia. And you have a question on the Fox World Travel Show. Hi, Dale.
Hello. A question. We sent in to renew passports 2 months ago, give or take a day. But we haven't heard anything back yet. I know they received it from the postal tracking, and also the check has been cashed. So what's reasonable to expect, or what do you do if you don't get them in that time?
So passports have been a problem for us since the pandemic started. Everything has been very delayed. Did you just do regular like passport processing, or did you pay for expedited?
No, just the regular.
Okay. So on average, we're looking at 8 to 12 weeks. For regular passport processing. So you're kind of right in that time frame. What you can do is if you haven't done this yet, you can go to the State Department website, which is travel.state.gov. We talk about that website fairly often, travel.state.gov. And there is a button right kind of at the top that says U.S. passports. And there is a way for you to check to see kind of where things are at. There's a big blue button that says track my application status. You click on that, put your name in. I think it's going to ask for your date of birth or your social security number. And then they'll tell you where it's at, whether it's sitting there and it hasn't been touched yet, or hasn't been processed yet. Having that check be cashed, if you've seen that, that's a good sign for sure. But yeah, eight to 12 weeks is kind of where things are at. So definitely just, I would say, hold on just a little bit longer, check that the application status on the website, and hopefully that gives you some answers.
Okay, Dale, thanks for your call. And we will have more with Andrea right after the news. It's 9:30. And from the WTMJ Breaking News Center, here's Reese Seberg.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
And we are back with Andrea. Pedro, I have trouble with your name.
It's Andrea. Really, it's Italian, and there's a lot of letters.
Prattarelli. Okay, you can tell I don't spend much time in Italy. She's here for Rose Gray. Gotta ask you, and by the way, if you want to talk with Andrea, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is open. 855-616-1620. Gotta ask you about going to Australia and New Zealand. I know that is a bucket list trip for a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm really excited that we're offering Australia and New Zealand again this year. It's not something that we offer every year. We do have our tried and trues. Like, we have several Italy groups, several France groups, several river cruises every year, because we know that that is something that everybody wants all the time. Australia and New Zealand is usually something we offer every few years. In 2023, we are offering it. It is with the ever popular Rose Gray. It is with our good friends at Globus, and it's a long trip, but they see so many cool things on this Australia New Zealand trip. It's from February 14th to March 4th. Again, you are seeing both countries, New Zealand and Australia. Rose is going along. You have your tour director with Globus. You have your bus driver along the way. You are seeing so many cool things in both countries, and we do have to start giving space back fairly soon on this one. So if Australia New Zealand is something that you've been dreaming about, something that is high on your bucket list, it's been high on my bucket list since I got into the travel industry, definitely take a look on our website, foxworldtravel.com. I know I talked about this earlier, but under the travel tab, you have Fox Group Vacations. There you can see all of the escorted tour groups that we offer. Again, several river cruises, several options to Alaska, Europe. And then under the exotics section is where you're going to see Australia, New Zealand. Over the break, Libby and I were talking about the South Africa trip that's on there. Antarctica with Rose is on there as well. But all of those are definitely really, really great options. But again, Australia, New Zealand have a couple weeks left before we have to start giving space back on that one. So if you have questions, concern, or comments about that one, or you want to look into that one a little bit more, definitely give our offices a call, 866-GO-FOX-GO. We do have lines open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, but at any time you can go online and submit a travel inquiry, and we have a whole team that handles those online inquiries, and we can get them over to the right person.
Well, there's going to be, what, a full day excursion to the Great Barrier Reef?
It sounds absolutely unreal, dreamy, magical, all of the adjectives that I can describe. I would love to just spend a day there.
And if you've ever seen the Lord of the Rings movies, they're going to be traveling in the area where all of that was filmed.
Right.
I mean, which is just magical.
It is. And they have, not this one, but they have tours that are solely around the Lord of the Rings trilogy and seeing kind of where all of the filming happened. And yeah, it's very, very cool. We have it on the website if you go to...
I wonder if you see a hobbit along the way.
maybe a couple, actually. Definitely some koalas, some kangaroos. But yeah, if you go into that itinerary, you can actually see a day-by-day guide listed on the website too. So again, if you want to look into that a little bit further, see what the inclusions are, see what hotels they're going to be staying at along the way, you can find all of that on the website, foxworldtravel.com.
And it's nearly 3 weeks. I mean, this is a long,
it's a long trip, but it is one of those. Australia, New Zealand is in most cases kind of a one and done for most people. It takes a long time to get there. You want to see everything that you possibly can, and we don't want to rush you through some of the areas that you typically would want to spend a little bit more time on. So this is a very, very thorough itinerary, and you are seeing all of the major highlights that you'd want in both areas.
And I want to see a koala.
You have the opportunity several times, I think, on this itinerary.
I would hope so. All right. We've got Andrea here. You want to talk with her? The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is open at 855-616-1620. We've got some questions coming in, and we will get to them right after this. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
And Andrea's here with us. If you have questions on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, you can get through 855-616-1620. And we do have a question from Jim. He says he has the London Game Package without tickets from Fox World Travel. But he wants to know, is there going to be a place to watch the game either near or at the pep rally?
So my understanding is that our group department is working with Trafalgar to find and kind of secure some space at several local pubs that are right near the area. Again, like as we talked about earlier, I just think the whole area around the stadium is just going to be so much fun to be around. But yeah, the plan is that there will be several places. Those pubs that are in London are quite small, so I don't know that we could stick 50 or 100 people in there. So I think they're looking at several different options. Again, to kind of secure table space or, you know, what have you, to be able to give you options to be able to watch the game and kind of be, how much fun would that be? I mean, being at the game would be great, but being in a local London pub watching the game while they're there, that would be so much fun.
Well, not to mention that there would be other Londoners there.
Yes.
And you can kind of, it's just more fun to watch their reactions, watch you as they watch your reactions to things.
Absolutely. Yeah, it'll be a blast. And I always put this plug out there, Fox, if you're listening and you need a tour manager on that one, I'm your girl. I am volunteering.
I don't blame you. All right. Yeah, another question here. Somebody wants to know, they said they've always wanted to go to Ireland and Scotland. Are there any opportunities coming up for that one?
So again, on the website, we can do custom tours as well. So I don't want anyone to think that just because we're talking about our group tours that's kind of what you're stuck with. So lots of people choose to do escorted group tours, especially in Europe, that area, just because you're moving around a lot and you don't want to have to worry about transportation and getting from place to place kind of on your own. But we can absolutely help customize something for you if that is what you're looking for. But we do have several guided group tours as well. In 2023, three. We have an Ireland adventure in May, and then we have Northern Ireland and Scotland if you're trying to pair both together in September. May and September are great times to go to that either of those destinations. A little less rainy, a little cooler weather. So yeah, definitely great options for that. But again, we have so many cool, unique itineraries that we are offering in 2023. We're already planning into 2024 at this point, which I get to be a part of and I'm really, really excited about. So yeah, definitely keep an eye on things to come for 2024 as well.
All right, got another question here. We are planning a wedding. It's our second, so we don't want a big deal, but we'd like to have a destination with just family and a few close friends. Where would you suggest for that destination wedding?
Oh, there. I hate to give a specific destination just because there's so many other factors that go into it. But the good news is that we actually have a destination weddings team at Fox World Travel that is solely all they do. They do not do anything else other than plan destination weddings. I used to work in that department. I am currently managing that department. So it holds a very special place in my heart as well. On our website, foxworldtravel.com, under the travel tab, you can click on destination weddings. My suggestion would be to set up an appointment with one of our destination wedding specialists. There's a lot of qualifying questions that they will ask to make sure they are finding the perfect place for you, whether it's just the two of you, whether it is a very small group, whether it's 100 people. There's a lot that goes into a destination wedding, and we want to make it as easy. It's a very stress-free process.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is having a wedding is stressful no matter what. And I would think if you're going to travel someplace, especially if you expect other people to come with you, there are a lot of moving parts.
There are. And most people who choose to have a destination wedding, they want something super laid back and low key, and they don't want all of the stress that goes into a normal traditional wedding kind of back here in the States. And so they let that planning kind of up to the experts, help them. There's so many hotels out there, and again, so many destinations that kind of let our experts guide you in the right direction, again, to make sure that they're putting you in a place that is budget friendly for you, is going to give you all of the offers that you want, super laid back, again, low key, be on an island, hey, you know, just show up kind of mentality.
I know you've done it for a while. What's the most exotic destination wedding you ever were involved in planning?
Tahiti.
Ooh.
Yeah, those don't come around too often. It's a little difficult. It's challenging to get there. Pricing is outside of a normal budget for most people. But yeah, so you want something crazy. They did overwater bungalows. They rented out like this private island and they took a boat to get there.
They got married on a private island.
Yes. I mean, all of the islands are small and beautiful in Tahiti, of course. But yeah, there was a small private island that they rented out for the day, and they chartered a boat to get everybody over there. And it was the coolest experience I have ever been a part of in the 11 years that I've been at Fox.
I can only imagine. All right. Well, if you've got some questions for Andrea, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is open, 855-616-1620. It is going to be sunny today, humid, very, very hot. Those temperatures are going to be hovering right around 90 or a little bit warmer. It's going to feel like it's somewhere between 95 and 100 degrees. And we're expecting some thunderstorms late in the day. Marissa Wallison said probably after 5 o'clock. So if you're headed to the Air and Water Show, you should be okay. But tonight, well, you might want to watch it. It could be very severe. It is 80 degrees at 949 on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
And you're right. Nobody does it better than Fox World Travel. We've got Andrea Prattarelli.
Boy, you got it.
Do you have any Italian or Italy trips coming up?
We do, absolutely.
Maybe I need to go there and warm up.
I'll be the tour manager for that one, too.
Okay, somebody's going on a September cruise on the East Coast, up the East Coast with two stops in Canada. Let's see, they're going to Halifax and the Bay of, is it Fundy? How do they pronounce
yes.
that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What can you tell them about? I can't even read that. Is it Arrivacan? 72?
Yep, it's Arrivacan. So
okay.
It's an app that Canada mandates anyone that's coming in to fill out ahead of time. Okay. It's got health questionnaires on it, uploading vaccination, you know, that kind of stuff. So my best recommendation is to go to canada.ca. That is the Government of Canada's website, and there is where they give you very clear step-by-step guides on how to get it, where to get it, what is needed before you upload it, and how to get everything uploaded in there to make sure that you don't run into any issues while you're going into Canada. So we have all of our Alaska groups. We've had several that have already gone out. We have two that are there right now. Rose's trip ends tomorrow. We had Clarissa, one of our tour managers. I think her trip ended today. They both end in Vancouver. So all of our guests on that one needed to have that ArriveCan app already pre-downloaded, everything kind of already filled out. And I'll tell you, there were some not tech savvy travelers on that one, and they figured it out. So I trust anyone can figure it out on this one. But Canada.ca is going to be the best resource for you. They will talk you through that entire ArriveCan process and how to get into Canada.
All right. Now, speaking of the whole COVID thing, we haven't had to wear masks on airlines. Do you think it's going to come back? Is there any talk about that?
So right now, that's kind of unique to the U.S. I mean, if you fly, even if you're flying from the U.S. someplace else or back into the U.S. and you're not on a U.S. owned airline, they are still mandating masks. So like, for example, we had somebody that just flew back home from Mexico and they were on an Aeromexico flight. That's a Mexico owned airline. They were still requiring masks. So, I know how the majority of our travelers feel. I know wearing a mask isn't ideal on an airplane for several hours. But yeah, we're kind of at the hands of the government, of science, of the CDC. So we'll kind of just wait and see what happens with that. But knowing how excited everybody was when that mandate ended, I am hoping that they do not bring that back. But again, I'll do a lot of things to travel anywhere. So you tell me to wear a mask, I'm wearing a mask.
What about on cruise ships? Are they still requiring that in certain areas of these ships?
Every cruise line and every destination is different. So some cruise lines have just reinstated mask mandates while on board. Some have said that they haven't stated it, and I've seen pictures and nobody was wearing them. So yeah, you just have to do a little bit of research, find out which cruise line you're going on, which destination is huge too, as to what requirements they will have. So again, we have a lot of cruise specialists at Fox. We would definitely be able to help guide you in the right directions should a cruise be on your future bucket list. So at any time, you can give us a call Monday through Friday, 866-GO-FOX-GO from 9 to 5. We do have a chat feature on our website, those same hours, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And again, at any time throughout the day, you can always submit one of those travel inquiries. And then while we are in the office, we can make sure that, again, you're getting in the hands of the right person that can guide you into what you're looking for.
We just got a text in from somebody who got a surprise gift for Mother's Day, going to London for the Packers game, and they couldn't be more excited.
Oh, right. I'm excited for you.
All right. So we started out talking about that Apple vacation sale. Let's remind everybody that's only going on through Friday.
It is. So this is Apple Vacation's biggest sale that they partner with a travel agency in all of the U.S. So we are very excited. We've been doing it for, I think this is year 22 for us with our good friends at Apple. It is for those nonstop exclusive vacation flights, formerly known as the charters, that operate out of Milwaukee and Chicago. So Milwaukee typically is going to be Christmas through Easter. Chicago does go a little bit longer than that, several destinations throughout the entire year that they operate. And it's going to be several destinations throughout Mexico, Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic, and Jamaica. And again, over 50 hotels that we have exclusive rates at, up to $450 off per couple. The sale has to be booked, deposited by Friday, the 29th. So if, again, you are looking to go someplace warm weather during the winter months here, get away a little bit, you are in the Milwaukee or Chicago area, that you can make a flight out of either of those airports work, definitely give us a call, 866-GO-FOX-GO. We have lots of options that we can offer you with our good friends at AMR, which is the AM Resorts brand, Iberostars, and Reuse. 50 hotels, lots of good options to get you where you need to go.
And Andrea, it's always great to have you here.
Thank you. We'll see Rose next
week.
Yes, I'm so excited to hear what she has to say.
And I'll be back tomorrow morning on Wisconsin Weekend Morning News during the 9 o'clock hour. Our interview with Don McLean, yep, the guy behind the American Pie song. That's tomorrow right here on WTMJ. It's Money Talk right after the news.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.